This weekend, NPR's From the Top, a weekly program showcasing America's brightest young classical musicians, travels to the Bremen Museum in Midtown to tape their next episode. This particular episode is also part of the Bremen's Molly Blank concert series celebrating Jewish music. Producer Aaron Wright spoke with From the Top host Christopher O'Reilly, who explained that Sunday's concert is not their first show highlighting Jewish music.
Well, we actually did a true Passover show, I think maybe a year or so ago. And so I even did a piano solo based on a Yiddish folk song. And we had a young composer write a sort of a large ensemble klezmer thing that was a very big hit. We had music by Jewish composers based on Jewish poetry, Yiddish poetry, and that was also great. So yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot of, you know, I thought we were going to do a Yom Kippur show, and it was all going to be about, well, I should have practiced more. I regret this. So it was really kind of up.
Yeah, nice. call the Atone phone on Stephen Colbert. Oh, none of that. Well, okay, so Passover has passed. Yes. Yom Kippur is not for a while. So why?
I think it was basically because of the museum in Atlanta, because the venue was very particular and so important in terms of Jewish culture. So the venue sort of dictated the theme, and the theme wound up being, you know, quite wonderful. And there's lots of great music to show for it.
Really is quite a lot. Big question, not expecting a definitive answer, but what is Jewish music?
Gosh, what isn't Jewish music? Mm. I mean, all of my, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of, there's a small shtetl of Jewish composers that we know of and we celebrate, but all of my favorite interpreters are Jewish, I'd have to say, or many of them are. And a lot of the great musicians of our time and times past have come from a long Jewish heritage. I think there's a great sense to be a great case to be made for contributions to music making thoroughly tied up in Jewish culture worldwide, but to a nice extent, particularly in this country.
Christopher O'Reilly, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Well, I just want to go on record saying that, you know, Atlanta Public Radio, in whatever incarnation, has always been a great supporter of From the Top, and we've been on for 18 years. We've had incredible audiences at all the live events that we've done in the Atlanta area, and we're really looking forward to returning and seeing all our friends.
And we're looking forward to having you.
Thanks.